Welcome to the next edition of Business Law Focus. It's great to have Ashwin Perumal, who's a partner at Baker McKenzie in South Africa, to the show. We want to discuss these really interesting amendments that have come through. The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has published these proposed amendments to the regulations under the Consumer Protection Act. Public comment is called for by early next year, 15th of January, so there is a bit of time to absorb it. But what's really interesting here is these amendments are coming through, and I know there have been some proposals in the pipelines, but they aim to enhance consumer privacy, so they're obviously building on the consumer privacy, and we already have the PAPIA Act in force, and this is specific to the CPA and how that applies, and it'll become more stringent. There's going to be more stringent protection against unsolicited direct marketing. And I'm sure coming just ahead of Christmas and the new year, I think people are, this comes as a breath of fresh air, right, Ashwin?
Absolutely. And again, Evan, thanks for having me and great to be here.
So let's get into what these proposed amendments mean. Like, everyone, I think, is frustrated right now. A lot of the direct marketers are finding your name, and people don't know how they got the name. And the one big gripe that I'm noticing is that people are, you know, you block a number on your phone, and they another number phones you within the day, right? It's just relentless and endless. How is this going to go about changing it? I know there's some stringent measures that they're looking at.
Absolutely. So, Evan, if I could just perhaps lay out what these amendments are, I think it helps to contextualize where they're coming from and what the regulator is aiming at doing to combat what you're referring to, these direct marketing and telemarketing practices. So what's happening is essentially some amendments have been proposed to the regulations under the Consumer Protection Act. Now, these amendments are really aimed at strengthening consumer privacy by establishing preemptive measures that are available to consumers. This preemptive measure is going to be an opt-out registry, which will be managed by the National Consumer Commission in South Africa. Now, what will this registry do? Well, firstly, in respect of consumers, it'll allow consumers the ability to register a preemptive block by completing a form and submitting some information to the NCC, like their email address, telephone number, and other information. And there's no fee for submitting this information. In accordance with the way the CPA was structured on this issue, this is a completely fee-free service to consumers. And then in respect of the direct marketers, there's a number of obligations that will be placed on them. The first is they will need to register annually with the NCC by completing an electronic form and paying a filing fee and an annual renewal fee. They will need to then provide identification information. So they need to ensure that they're properly identifiable and that what information they're submitting to the regulator is up to date. And they will need to make sure that when they do any direct marketing, that they're using the same information. So this is what they've actually registered with the NCC. And then, most importantly, they will have to maintain their records. This is essentially their information about you by monthly checking opt-out registry and removing all persons who have opted out from being direct marketed. So they don't get to contact you if you've registered your name on this registry. They just check the registry and then cannot contact you on a preemptive basis if you've now registered your number, which is a great way of almost addressing all of the direct marketers at once.
Yeah.
And then obviously the final obligation is that they cannot contact any consumer who has registered a preemptive block for direct marketing. So I think this is a very important step forward for South Africa and for the direct marketing practices that have emerged over the last couple of years to ensure that a lot more control is placed back in the hands of consumers in a much more practical and real way.
And of course, it's quite broad. I know they mention electronic communication, which is quite broad. I have seen a definition of it. It includes, all types of things like, obviously unsolicited emails, SMSs, for instance, social, I would imagine, or social, where you get targeted. And it includes phone calls as well, right?
Correct. So under the way electronic communication is defined in the CPA, it includes telephone communications.
Now, you're actually touching on a very important development and evolution, I would say, in respect of South Africa legislature on this. And it's actually got a long history to it. If you look earlier in the year, we've got another piece of legislation, which I think all of us are aware of by now, the Protection of Personal Information Act, or POPI. That legislation also deals with direct marketing under Section 69. And essentially, that creates an opt-out mechanism whereby a person must have provided their consent towards direct marketing before they can be contacted afterwards. Now, there was a problem in respect of that piece of legislation, and that problem actually was the definition of electronic communication. So the way it's defined under POPI is that, and this has been argued by many telemarketers, is that it is only information that can be stored in a retrieval device or some sort of a format that can be retrieved from a person, as opposed to a live phone call, as we experience telemarketing, direct marketing. Now, the problem with this is that there is an argument in the market that, therefore, under POPI, any telephone call, this is not your WhatsApp calls or other type of calls, any direct telephone call, is excluded on the application of Section 69 under POPI. Essentially, it means that our giant privacy legislation, South Africa, doesn't now prevent or properly address direct marketing. Now, the information regulator, that's the body that looks after POPI, in February this year, drew a line in the sand, and they declared that no, electronic communication includes telephone calls in respect of POPI. But this is still obviously subject to challenge. A regulator can't, by a guideline, change law, and it is possible that this will be challenged under that piece of legislation. However, and this is clearly something that is happening as a joint approach. What's happened under the CPA is the CPA's definition of electronic communication, nice and neat, it doesn't include or doesn't preclude telephone calls. In fact, it specifically includes them. So there's no doubt that this amendment will apply for telephone calls and will have an impact on the telemarketing industry.
That's really interesting. I think that's an important move. However, just taking the side of the direct marketers and the telemarketers, I know you mentioned a fee. Do we know what amount that is? It's not prohibitive.
It's fair loan amount. So for first filing, your filing or registration fee for 2025, this will change per year, is 2,574 rands. And the annual renewal fee applicable from 2025 will be 1,930 rands and 50 cents. So these are not extremely prohibitive numbers for a large business.
And then if I go on this list and I opt out, they can't phone me. Does it apply to all products? And I would assume it's, you know, when you're looking at, you know, buying a product or credit offers is the other big one. Would it if I just go out and I opt out once, am I opting out of everything?
Absolutely every form of direct marketing. So it is not product specific in respect of the marketing practices. It would be an opt out of any direct marketing. Essentially, someone's contacting you for the first time to sell you a product. If you've signed up to this registry, they cannot contact you to sell their product. Now, where you have customer related marketing, that could be different. So that is once you already are a customer of someone and there is certain customer information or other information that you may have opted into post being a customer in terms of the terms and conditions, then there's a possibility that someone could market to you. But insofar as direct marketing, so new services, new products, new service provider, that would need to be checked against this registry.
Ah, okay. And let's assume they get it wrong and they just, you know, they don't check type of thing. How much are they in for as far as fines go?
So the way the process will work is a consumer who's been contacted, who should not have been contacted, will have the ability to file a complaint with the NCC. Now, on the back of the complaint, the NCC can issue a compliance notice to the offending direct marketers. And this compliance notice will outline the steps that need to be taken, and it'll also indicate the penalty that will be applicable if those steps are not taken. Now, the fines could be substantial. It could be 10% of annual turnover or 1 million rands, or imprisonment up to 12 months or fine and imprisonment. So there can be a combination of a fine or imprisonment. This will be decided when on a case-by-case basis when the NCC issues those compliance notices. But those are pretty large fines in the context of the types of businesses we're talking about in South Africa.
Yeah, and I mean, the direct marketing companies will have to find another way that's legal, right? It doesn't mean that they're going to go out of business, right?
So that's going to be an interesting question. And it's something that it would be worthwhile looking at comparatives in other countries.
Yeah.
So we're not the first country to implement a do not call register or an opt-out register. There are various types around the world. So for example, in Australia, you have the do not call register. In India, you have the National Consumer Preference Register. In the UK, you've got the Telephone Preference Service. So there's a number of these types of registries overseas. And what has been seen is that the implementation of such a register, although it might not completely eliminate direct marketing and telemarketing, it has a significant and perhaps savage reduction in the amount of calls that occur per month. So, for example, in the United States, where they've got the National Do Not Call Registry, that's what they call it there, after a few years of implementing it, their monthly calls per person went from about 30 to down to about 6 calls per month. That's a pretty significant reduction. Now, what that will mean indirectly is that the amount of advertising spend that is targeted towards these types of marketing will also, I think, logically reduce. And as a result, certain businesses will struggle, I think, to keep up the amount of call center agents they employ or other general business expenses. So there is the likelihood that there will be an impact in respect of the businesses in this space who cannot keep up with these compliance requirements in future.
Mm. Okay. No, that's most intriguing. And of course, the way you painted there, of course, that budget will, you know, that money is available. It can go into another form of, you know, reaching a consumer. So where the consumer can be targeted legally. And there are numerous ways. So yeah, that I think that's interesting. Most interesting. I'm sure the budget will still find a way, of getting out there. But it's most intriguing. And then maybe just tell us a little bit about this. There is a period now, we're going into the holiday period, but where you can submit comments for all stakeholders, which would include the industry, of course. And there's a deadline set for that. And then what is the process leading up to that and afterwards?
So up until 15 January, everyone will be have an opportunity to raise comments, issues, and other feedback towards the regulator in respect of these amendments. Once those comments are taken in and considered, I will then see whether there are any changes made and a new draft issued. But to be honest, in the amount of time that's come up in the build-up to this registry, I doubt there will be significant changes to it. And then thereafter, this will be promulgated as a enforced regulation amendment and have impact and be something that needs to be complied with. Now, we obviously don't have the dates for that yet until comments have closed in 15 Jan, but the process thereafter will likely be a swift one. I say that it will be a swift one because I think what is important to bear in mind is this is a topic that is top of mind for not just the National Consumer Commission, but also our information regulator. Just earlier this week, on the 3rd of December, the information regulator issued their guidance note on direct marketing, which is now providing guidance as to how you telemarketers need to approach direct marketing from a PubKey perspective. So the theme that I'm trying to mention here is clearly the information regulator has been inundated with these types of complaints. And 2024 going into 2025 is the year where they've basically put some effort into trying to address these issues, both in terms of PubKey, but also in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. And with that in mind, I think we're likely to see a lot more action and potentially some effort towards enforcement after these regulations have been officially promulgated. So I think this is something that is going to not go away silently in terms of the approach taken by the regulators.
Well, Ashlyn, I think I'm not alone in saying that the frustration factor is extremely high for the average person out there with all of these spam calls and coming through unsolicited. It happens at all hours. It's very frustrating. So we can certainly look forward to a reduction in that frustration factor in 2025. Thanks very much for the breakdown. Really appreciate the views.
Thank you very much, Evan. Thanks for having me.